This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Hello listeners, my name is Lynn Hakes. I'm Vice President and Secretary of Grey Power Hastings and Districts. Welcome and thank you for coming, Cherie Harms from the Hastings Coffin Club. A bit of information about the Coffin Club for the listeners. Okay, I have a few questions here, Cherie. The length of the time with the Coffin Club, how long have you been with the Coffin Club?
I joined the Coffin Club in 2015, so I'm going into my 8th year now of being part of the club. It was established in 2014, so I came in the year later.
Okay, thank you. What is the Coffin Club?
So the Coffin Club is we're a community-based club. We provide coffins, obviously, it's a cheaper rate to the members of the public. The coffins are already put together and undercoated, so you're just coming in and you're decorating basically what I call your final bedroom. So everyone's taste is different. There's lots of, well, we've had every colour under the sun go out of the Coffin Club. With some coffins have been decorated with photos. We've had one lady do a collage of all of her photos of her travels, which she found was wonderful because she then relived all of her travels overseas as well. So we have some people that just want to stain it. It's all made of MDF, but you can still make it look like a normal coffin that you get a funeral director's. It's an awesome place to be, fun, friendly. I know fun doesn't sound right for a coffin club, but we do have a lot of laughs down there as well.
Yes, I hear that. Where do you meet?
So we're at the Sylvan Road Old Netball Courts. We're open on a Tuesday from 9 till 3. During the winter months, we're closed over the Saturday, but during the summer, spring months, we're actually open every second Saturday as well. It's just a little bit too cold and wet for some people to come out on a Saturday at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Who can join and what does it cost?
So anybody can join the club. It's $30 a year for your membership, and with that you get a pretty decent morning tea every Tuesday. Cup of tea. We go out and we have Christmas lunch, which we're already booked for this year. But yeah, $30 membership for the year.
Oh, good. And what about tools and equipment? Do you bring your own or?
Just bring your own roller, paintbrush. If you're going to be doing artwork on your coffin, then you supply that. Basically, the cost of the coffin is $600. Plus your membership of $30. You have to be a member to buy, otherwise we become a retail store and then we get into all sorts of GST and that, and we're just a small community club. But the only other cost on top of that is for your lining and for the top coat of paint that you're doing. Which is normally, it's about $40 for the paint. It's about a litre that is needed if you're just doing one colour. If you're doing artwork, obviously, you'll have test pots and things like that, but that's you to provide that.
Okay. What about baby coffins?
So our baby coffins are pretty important to us. We donate to Aotearangi here in Hastings. We also donate to Wairoa Hospital, Gisborne Hospital, and we've also just had Whanganui ask us, the midwives down there, so we've just started supplying them as well. Any member of the public that has a need for a baby coffin, they can contact us and we will donate to them. They can come in and pick up, or we can arrange to have delivered to them a baby coffin if it's needed. Not everybody goes to the hospital when they have a miscarriage or, you know, something like that happen. So it's pretty important to us. It's the basis of our club, really, being able to do that.
And do they buy those or are they gifted?
No, it's all gifted. It's all donated. That's a pretty important part to us. We've actually had the Aotearangi nurses and midwives up there ask us not to stop doing that because it's pretty important to them up there too. they used to have cardboard boxes and things like that that you would take your baby away in, which we just kind of, we just don't.
And these people and the members, do they do for their own families as well, or is it just you go there and you do your own? What does it, what's the story around family, extended family?
So we have had some people that have joined and they've come back throughout the year because they've had a need, and they can just come back and purchase another coffin and decorate that to their needs as such. So, yeah, unfortunately, we've had a few.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Thank you very much for giving up your time, Cherie. We really appreciate it. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there that have learnt something that they didn't know. And we thank you for coming.
You're very welcome. Anyone who wants to join, please come on down. We definitely encourage people to come along, skilled or unskilled. We do urgent coffins as well. So we have volunteers that come in and do that. We can get a coffin. If you need one this morning, we can usually get one out in the afternoon, depending upon your needs. But, even if you cannot decorate your coffin yourself, you're not in a position to be able to do that, our volunteers will do that for you, and it doesn't cost anything. It's all voluntary. So you can come in and say, look, I want a coffin, but I can't line it, I can't do that, and we will actually do that for you anyway. For no extra cost.
Oh, that's great. Right, Cherie, who makes the coffins then? You said about you have people making them, but if you get somebody coming along that's maybe qualified, are they allowed to make the coffins?
Or? Absolutely. We are a bit careful about who makes them, because obviously with OSH and, you know, WorkSafe and that, we have to make sure that we're not going to have people that are going to cut fingers off or anything like that. But if you want to come along and you want to be part of the whole chain of events, we just have volunteers at the club. So we have volunteers that cut them out and put them together. The other thing that we also do at the club is we make the ashes boxes for the crematorium.
Okay.
So we have people that put those together as well. So we've kind of got three different sections in the club at the moment. The coffins themselves, then we have the baby coffins, and we have the ashes boxes as well. So we've got three different areas that we're pretty full on with putting together. But we can always do with more volunteers to help out. Some people have come along and they want to be part of the journey, right from getting the sheets of wood and getting it cut out. So, yes, we do have people that will come in and do that from scratch. We do limit it, obviously, to you've got to know what you're doing.
That'd obviously have a fairly standard pattern, wouldn't they? Just alter size-wise.
We've got three different shapes of coffins. So there's your traditional coffin, and there's the casket, which is like a rectangle box. And then we have a tapered version. So it's bigger at one end and narrowed down at the feet end. We've had a few people that have bought those ones because they've had pets and things like that that they want to take with them, so they have a little bit of extra room in there for their pets to go with them. We have four different sizes as well, but we have also custom built as well. Obviously, if you're much taller than, I think 195 is our tallest one, but if you're taller than that, then we just adjust it to the needs. We fit the needs. If you're a bigger person, we've made them deeper. So we can pretty much do to fit.
What about if you get someone like me? I live in my bath and people say, oh, you're going to be buried in your bath. You don't do different shapes?
No, we don't. But you can decorate.
To look like a bath.
Absolutely. We've got one of our members who, he is a vintage car enthusiast. And his coffin has actually got a windscreen, it's got mudguards, it's got wheels, it's got a front grille, it's got lights front and back. That work, I might add. He's got a steering wheel, seats, running boards. He's got the works on his coffin, and it's evolving. There's always something new. His number plate, he's got number plates. Wow. His dead 1A, so, you know, yeah. he's just... Yeah, you're limited by your imagination only.
That's good.
Yeah, we've got a lady down there at the moment actually who's doing her coffin, and she's just piecing it together. She does a lot of jigsaw puzzles, so her coffin's going to look like it's all made up of different jigsaw puzzles. Yeah, have a look at our Facebook page, because we've got a lot of our coffins that go out on our Facebook page. Yeah, look, we've had people that have been knitters all their life, and they've brought in some of the little rugs that they use for their laps, and we've sewn those together and lined their coffin with those. You can use your favourite duvet from home, satin sheets. You can go and purchase your material from Spotlight, or the club actually does have some material on hand that when I go to Auckland, I get from Auckland and bring it back with me. We've had one gentleman who, he said, I haven't had much luxury in my life, so I want to make sure that I'm going out in some luxury. And he actually went and bought some velvet material from, I think it was an upholsterer, so it was actually quite expensive, but that was just his thing. He really wanted to have something nice around him.
Mm. I was going to ask about the sourcing of the material, if you do it, or is there any restriction to what you can use to...
No, there's not. We've used all sorts of different things. I just had a request the other day if we could use a wedding dress. Now, a wedding dress we're going to be a little bit pushed for doing. We need about... It's 4.5 to 5 metres of material to be able to do your coffin, so that we have a baseboard in there as well, like a mattress, so we cover that as well. We also will put a pillow in there for you as well. So we do as much as we can just to make it comfortable. We've got padding on the inside of our coffins. Going to have a little bit of comfort. So, yeah, it's just you're limited by what you've got, what you want to spend.
Okay. Are there any restrictions about what can go in the coffin with you?
Absolutely. So at the crematorium, if you're going to be cremated, they will actually check through the coffin before you go through the cremator. There's no plastic that can go through, so handles will be taken off, and that's for right across the board. That they do that for all funeral directors and everything. They did have a couple of years ago, must have been a hunter that was being cremated, because somebody slipped a bullet in the coffin that went off with an awful bang. So pretty dangerous, people don't think. Could have very easily blown the cremator apart. So they check very carefully now as to what's actually going through the cremator. But... yeah, plastic is your big one. They won't put plastic through the cremator. It just burns, melts and burns holes through it. So,
Handles, that's right. What is the story, you know, about what they take off the coffin? And where does it go? Do they recycle or...?
I'm not quite sure about what they do. I don't think they recycle the handles. So they will take plastic handles off. We actually have a variety of handles that you can choose. So we've got gold, silver or black handles and lid screws, but we also do wooden handles. So we have, you can have a rail down the side, which is really good if you're a bigger person or if you've got a big family, and particularly you've got a lot of people that want to actually help carry the coffin. So the rail that goes down the side of it allows a lot of people to actually have hands on just to help be part of that journey. But yeah, it is just no plastic will go through the cremator. If you're being buried, obviously it's a totally different story. Yeah. It stays as it is. Mm-hmm. The only other thing that you will have to have on your coffin is you have to have a name plaque on the top, on your lid. So you can paint that on or you can get one done. But that's only because they want to make sure that they've actually got the right person, obviously. If you've got several coffins at a crematorium or at a funeral director's, they need to actually know that they're taking the right person to the right funeral. As you can imagine, it'd be a bit mind-boggling if you hit the wrong one at the wrong place at the wrong time.
What sort of reaction do you get when you're out and about with just the general public, and maybe it might come up that you're belong to the Coffin Club. Is there a bit of stigma or...
No, not really. People are curious. Having said that, some people are just like, oh, I couldn't do it. But death is a part of life.
That's right.
We have people that come in who are very matter-of-fact. Some have been given a time frame. So they're like, right, okay, I'm sorting out everything. This is part of what I'm going to sort out. This is what I want to do. We've had maybe in the 8 years that I've been there, two people come in really upset and crying about, you know, where they're at. Mm. And that's usually they've just been given a diagnosis and they're in just a little bit of turmoil as to how to deal with stuff. But pretty much everyone that comes in is, right, okay, I'm either doing this so that my family don't have to deal with this later on in life. We've got people in their 50s that have done their coffins and it's like, right, tick that box off. It's all done. It's all sorted. The more you can prepare, obviously, for your family, the better. Because when you pass away, obviously the family's going through grief and turmoil and things like that. And for them to have to think about what do they want? Is this the right colour? You know, what's the best flowers? You know, what am I going to dress them in? If you've got all of that sorted beforehand for your family, it just takes so much pressure off. And they can just actually get on with the process of grieving and just dealing with the things that are necessary. You know, if you're going to be cremated, go and talk to the crematorium. Ask them what are the things that you need because you don't know what you don't know. And until you're in that situation, it's honestly mind-boggling when it hits and you've never dealt with anything before. Mm. You can do your own service sheets, just don't put the end date in, obviously. But, you know, you can have everything organised for your funeral now. I'm pretty much on board with that. I've actually got a folder on my own desktop on my computer called My Funeral. I've got my songs picked. I've got poems that I'd like that they can choose from. So, yeah, it's just about being prepared. And there's lots of questions that families don't ask one another. I went to a relative's funeral many years ago, and this is probably what got me thinking about the process, because her son stood up, and there's about 10 kids, and he said one of the hardest things that we had to decide was what was Mum's favourite colour, and none of us could agree upon what her favourite colour was, because we wanted to do the very best for her. Mm. And by not just knowing those basic questions, or the basic answers, was actually quite hard for them and put a lot of stress on them. And the interesting part about that was I was going home from the funeral and I said to my husband, so what's my favourite colour? And he said, oh, I think it's purple. I said, I like purple, but it's green. We've got a green couch, green curtains, green bedspread, but never gave it any thought.
Yeah.
So it's those basic questions that we don't know. So the more that you can prepare for your family, the better. Mm. You know, even the songs, because everyone's got a different song that they think is going to be best for them. I'll tell you what mine is. Mine's that one from The Sound of Music, So Long Farewell, for we to say goodbye.
Wow.
So that's going to be my one.
I've had a few over the years.
Yep, that you think about, isn't it? Yeah. For me, I want people to celebrate my life. You know, I'm still young. I'm in my 50s, but I'm not in my teens or my 20s. I mean, that's a whole different ball game that you're dealing with then. I want people to be able to celebrate what I've done with my life. So, in order for them to do that, they've got to know about me and what I want. So,
What about storage? Have you got a big place there where, have you got all these coffins stacked up somewhere?
Or? We don't store coffins. Like I said, we've had some people in their 50s. Well, they could live till they were in their 90s, and we don't know. 40 years storage for a coffin for us, we just can't do that. We don't have the space for that. But some of the funeral directors, if you're going to book your funeral through them, some of them will actually store your coffin there. Or you take it home. We've got people that have used it as a blanket box. You can, we had a couple that joined our club, and they were using it as a coffee table. So they had a cover over the top of it, and that was their coffee table. We've got other ones that have got it in their bedrooms or in a spare room. But I tell you what, if you've got visitors that you really don't want to stay, the best way to get around it is to say to them, look, I've only got one bed available, and I'm sorry, but this is it. They won't really want to take part, I'll tell you that.
I like it. What about young ones joining?
The Coffin Club?
What's the youngest age that...
There is no age limit. No. We've had grandchildren come down and help decorate their grandparents' coffin because their grandparents are getting it all sorted. Mm-hmm. Now, I've taken my daughters down there. I've got 15-year-old daughters now, but, you know, when they were a bit younger, they came through and they were like, oh, Mum, can I jump on one of these and see what it's like? I said, knock yourself out. You know, it's part of life. So... Yeah, my youngest one, she got in there and she kind of wiggled herself around. She said, it's actually quite comfortable. Can you put the lid on? I said, no. No, I draw the line. I've drawn the line there. You can hop on it. But, yeah, I'm not prepared to do that for you. But, yeah, I've had neighbours' kids come down because they want to know what it's about. Mm. And I've shown them. And it's just, it's acceptance. Kids do accept it if they know what you're talking about. Mm. And, like I said, it is part of life. And sometimes it is hard. It can be quite confronting, but we just deal with what we deal with. We find that the younger ones, they just kind of accept it a lot more. Some have said to their grandparents, I want to write on your coffin and put my handprints on. So we've had a lot of kids that do. They paint their hands, put their handprints on, and then write their messages on there. And it's just wonderful to see. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it'd be a good family bonding building, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, we had one guy take his coffin home and the whole family had to try it out, including the family dog got on it. So he was just like, it's just, this is me. This is part of it, you know, the journey thus far.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, well, thank you again. Well, we look forward to having future connections with you.
Maybe
more people might get interested and come along.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. You know, it's worthwhile. Even just come and take a look.
Have a look, yes.
And look, if you're not comfortable coming down and having a look when on our day that we're there, because there's a lot of people around, just give Helen and myself a ring and we're quite happy to go down there and open up and you can just come in and have a look by yourself. Like I said, we get calls for urgent coffins, so we quite often will go down any day and sort that out and get that all sorted for you. Even if it is just to have a look around, we're quite happy to do that because we do understand some people do find it quite difficult to deal with and to be around a lot of other people too.
Mm. When you talk about the urgent coffins, if you get a call for an urgent one, do you have to get somebody to go down and make it?
No, we've got coffins already there. So we've got our stock that we've got there, that we've always got one of each size in stock. A couple of weeks ago, actually, I got a call on a Saturday morning from actually a relative of mine, and she said, look, Mum's passed away. Can you do something? So I was down there that afternoon with another one of our members, and we put the coffin together for her, and it was picked up the next morning. So, yeah, we can get them done and dusted in a day for you. So any day of the week, we're down there.
So if you're not a member, we can ring you and get a coffin. And you said it was $600 plus your membership to be a member.
That's
if
correct.
If you're not a member,
so
can they buy coffins off you?
No, you have to join. You have to fill out the paperwork and join. Mm. So $630. And you've got a coffin, then just your material and your top coat on top of that, and then you're all done.
Oh, good. So do you want to give your contact phone number or anything?
Absolutely. If you go to our Facebook page, look up the Coffin Club Hawke's Bay, and you'll have all our contact details there. You can message us at any time and someone will respond to you pretty much straight away.
Thank you. Thank you again,
You're welcome.
Cherie.
Thank you.
And thank Radio Hawke's Bay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.